Welcome to Reinventions in Between, your go-to podcast for real stories of reinvention that happen between life stages, career changes, and living abroad. I'm Sara Coggiola, life coach, intercultural trainer, and reinventions facilitator, helping people on their quest to what's next. I have reinvented myself a few times, and in the past 16 years, I have collected fascinating stories of change. In each episode, my guests will talk about why and how they took the leap and seized the opportunity to change their life. Let's begin.
And I always say, I lived in 7 countries, I made a lot of change, and the biggest change in my life was to quit my job and dedicate my life to my children.
Today, I'm sitting down with Marta Cole, Española, Catalá.
Yes.
She's fluent in 5 languages and has lived in 7 countries. She has worked for more than 13 years in several companies and functioned in the area of marketing and management. Currently, she is in a reinvention process and she's getting her second degree as a pedagogy teacher. She's also a certified Montessori early childhood teacher. Marta talks about international education, multilingualism, and third culture kids on her Instagram account, Lost in Culture. She is an active member and volunteer of FIGT, Families in Global Transition, which is a not-for-profit organization that supports the well-being of globally mobile individuals and their families by providing education on topics related to cross-cultural life. Would like to start with the first question about your reinvention. How did you come up with your reinvention idea?
Yeah, well, to go to my beginning of, or my what triggered me to do this change in my career, I need to go back 4 years ago when we moved with my family to Istanbul in Turkey. And I decided to get my maternity leave from the company I was working on to support my family on this move and on this transition. I was at the beginning very happy because even if I've been working for many years and enjoyed a lot, my journey as a marketing manager or brand manager on multinationals, and it was really a wonderful experience. I was always convinced that once I would have my kids and my own family, I really wanted to be there for them and enjoy every day of their life and be part of it. Probably because my mother was always with me, and she really raised me and my sister together, and I always thought that her presence in my everyday life gave me a lot of stability and lots of clear values, and I wanted to give the same to my kids. So when the idea to move to Turkey came to our family, I was very happy because it was for me a good moment to honor these values that were given to me and had the opportunity to give those to my kids as well. So, as I said, I decided to take maternity leave, which luckily in my company, I had the opportunity to take 5 years and I'm still on it. And yeah, it's amazing. It's a very nice company. But in the meantime,
something happened.
In the meantime, I discovered my passion, and I start to be very much engaged in my children development. I was fascinated about how my oldest child made the whole transition and how he adapted the new culture, which was really big change from a European culture to a Asian or let's say Muslim one, which is the Arabic or the mix of cultures that we have in Istanbul, starting from the language, for example. He was fluent in very short time. And as a mother that goes out with two kids, two little kids, two toddlers, because the old one was 2 years and the other was 2 months, I start to research how I could help them so that they cannot, let's say, suffer. This was my first feeling as a young mother, or let's say as a the first thing I thought as a mother, that they could suffer from this move, because of course they are apart from grandparents, from cousins, from everything that I was living, as I lived as a kid, right? So I start to research, and then I got really engaged and passionate about the brain development for early childhood years. And then I discovered the Montessori method in Turkey. And I think it was like a click together, because all the methodology is very, it's helping a lot for both, let's say, the emotional and the academical side of kids to develop in a way that when your kid is abroad, it really match. And I can go deeper and deeper on this topic, but just to reply your question, this was...
and thank you for all these deep explanations. And actually, I wanted to highlight a few aspects of this reinvention that applies to so many people. So you are taking the type of reinvention of one person who, where the reinvention happened while living abroad. You take for the type of reinvention of motherhood after maternity leave, something there's always an important, very important click. And of course, our priority is change. And not just because, the most common problem is that many women are probably challenged by being able to go back to work after having their children. This is not the case. This is a completely creative way of taking advantage of maternity leave and the focus on priority. So you becoming a mother, so in another tick, life stages, becoming a mother, you shift your focus on what now in this moment in life matters to you, and you decide that this was what you wanted to work and do. So you decided to retrain, right?
Yes, absolutely. After 2 years in Turkey, where I dedicate a lot of time to my new baby, and I started studying and doing some courses about Montessori, because really their methodology, it's very hands-on, it's very concrete and not abstract, and it's very close to real world. And this was really following the path of my child, that he was discovering the world at that age and looking his development in a new country was really beautiful. And then after these 2 years, we had another move, and we moved to Brazil. When we moved to Brazil, we moved to a little city close to Sao Paulo. And there's only one international school. So it was clear that it's more than one, but the biggest one is the most certificate one is where my kids are. And it was very clear that they would go to that that school, because the other international school I like on a different stage. And I don't know if by chance, by lucky, I don't know, but the preschool of that school, it's Montessori. But when I came here, I don't know if I was following Montessori or Montessori was following me. But I start talking with all the teachers, and it was like, again, a big click on my life and a big milestone moment when one of the principal of preschool, she told me, Marta, if you really believe in this, if you really want to help the children, which was my passion when I came here, and I already did some training about TCKs at school, blah, 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 you need to do it properly. So you need to do a proper train, and to do this proper train, I had to work at school at the same time.
So that was the path for you, yeah. And you just came to follow.
I just jumped into it, exactly. Because and then I didn't know, I was just doing it for my kids at the beginning. But when I got into the school for the first day, it was again a new revelation.
Of course, I can imagine.
I really love it. It was love as a first sight, they say, right? It's an international school again. It was the age that I used to study. So I really could add a lot. And there is lots of international children that they don't only need the academic, but lots of emotional side that really Montessori is helping a lot. So for me, it's been very easy. And I did the training with the school, and I'm working at school now, and I'm need to finalize the pedagogy degree, which is coming next year. So
congratulations. So you were the right person at the right moment. And
and lots of training, lots of work, lots of logistic organization with my husband as well. this was very challenging. But for me, it was something that I was looking for probably when I was in a multinational, which was that I would always like to work on a more humanistic side and add more to the world. And the Montessori spiritual side of the methodology talks on building these children to have a better world. And this really fulfills me a lot. And on the other side, it also honors my value again, because I can be with my kids at close to them at school. I know what they're learning, and I can share. I know the songs they're singing at school. So it's super nice with me, and I know everything they do at school. So I can really have a connection and lots of conversations, right? And I can be with them outside school.
I think a lot of moms who are working the 9-to-5 office work, and they feel the guilt of leaving their kids in childcare, they envy you, because it's probably one of the best experiences you could have, doing the job you love, close to your kids and spending time and being able to see them thrive in a kind of pedagogy and education that you love, and you completely trust the values. And one of the aspects of the reinvention that I also want to emphasize is that many times we find ourselves in a job that we are just doing to pay the bills, which is equally important. But at the same time, sometimes, as you said, we don't see the value of what we're doing. We are not on purpose. And these inside us brings a little sadness, or is not really giving us the full fulfillment in our life. And I'd like to encourage also our listeners to this podcast to to take some time to reflect on their life. And we have, I also used a very simple and practical tool in my coaching practice, which is called the Wheel of Life. And it allows you to, it's really a wheel and allows you to give a score to every aspect of your life, starting for the emotional. Partnership, love relationship, family, friends, work, personal realization. And by giving a score, you see how much you are satisfied in all these aspects of life. And the ultimate goal would be to have a balanced wheel, so which is round enough to let you roll. No, but if you have completely different values or out of your scoring, and for example, you are completely unsatisfied on your relationship, but you have a very high paying job, I don't think you, in the end, you will be a happy person. And you don't have exactly spaces to compensate. So it's also important to listen to ourselves and to give the right amount of space and time for our emotions, for what we are willing to do in this life, what's the impact that we want to have on others, and not just paying bills and get to the retirement date, because anything can happen.
Yes, you're right. And as I said, I was working, I worked in different companies, and all of them were multinationals. And I moved abroad already, and I was expat working for multinationals. So this was a part that was kind of compensating me a lot when I was working in company. So I really wanted to, and I knew that in myself, I love multicultural. I love to be with people from different countries. And I was completely in love with my children when my half Spanish, half Italian, 2 years boy entered into a room and in Turkish, because it was a local kindergarten, doing like this, like saying, "I want water," but he couldn't say the word, you know, but he was trying to make himself understood, right? So, yes. Let's say that I was very happy when I was working in multinationals, but now probably this will, that I guess it can change a lot through your life. And these priority weights can go from one side to another. When I became mother, this balance was more unbalanced than ever. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to rebalance the thing, but the process is not easy. I need to say that for certain days I was lost. I didn't know where I wanted to go, and I was I quit my job, and I was alone with my two boys in the playground in Istanbul. And I said, okay, but this is what you wanted, really, to spend the whole day with these two kids, nothing else? So
part of the process is also questioning the process and then see if you're really committed, and you see.
So I really went from one side of the balance to another. And sure. I always say, I lived in 7 countries. I made a lot of change. And the biggest change in my life was to quit my job and dedicate my life to my children.
Great. Great awareness. Lots of important things. Thank you so much for all these answers. I think our listeners have a lot of insights about by hearing your story. So we talked about values. We talked about stages of life. We talked about living abroad and having the opportunity of rethinking who we are and what we want to do. And it's also important to say that, sure, we were probably in a place of having the opportunity of doing this, also because we could look after our kids.
If I can stop for a second on this, Sarah, to have this opportunity It happened because me and my husband, we jumped into our not comfort zone, let's say, or outside of our comfort zone, because we were at that time, we were living in Barcelona close to my parents. And I already had my experience abroad, single and married, whatever. And the opportunity came with a little baby and a 2 years old, and we decided to jump into it. And then, okay, I had the opportunity because when you're an expat, you have certain benefits, right? So economically, I could spend some time in reinventing myself. But it's an opportunity, but it's also something that we were looking for. It was a very conscious decision.
Exactly. Case. And it helps. It helps having a mindset where you think that something that changes in your life can also be an opportunity. And this is not everyone is easy in doing. Not everyone understands that that can be an opportunity out of a moment of probably seen as a fear at the beginning. But yes, it's something that is built step by step. And it helps and requires the change of our mentality as well. We cannot expect to be able to do such a drastic change from one day to another. So yes, to go back to what you were saying, it's important to consider everyone is different, and we are not everyone is able to jump into an opportunity. Some other people might need,
which is okay,
which is perfectly okay. And the most important thing is to reflect on what we are capable of doing, and every step counts. And every journey is made of steps. Nobody knows how many. And yeah, unless you don't start to do the first one and then keep confident that you are on the right track. And unless you give yourself the opportunity to try, you wouldn't know if it's working or not. So it takes courage.
Yes, I still don't know because, you know, we were together again in Barcelona. Both of us, we had a nice job and we could stay like this forever. So I would never know what would happen in my life if I would stay in Barcelona. But I'm very happy with what is happening with this change.
Absolutely. And I think you are adding a different experience on many levels, not just a working experience. You are in a multicultural context, enjoying life in different culture. The kids are also growing in a tropical country. Food is different, dances, folk dances are different,
yes,
rituals.
We are having a home party next weekend to celebrate Christmas. It's not snow, but it's a fun one, you know.
Fun. Well, great. It was a great conversation. Thank you so much, Marta. And I want to ask you a final question, which is an advice for your for our listener. What would you give as a tip or an advice for those who are thinking about changing their life or career?
First, I would say that it's very important to know yourself and understand what makes you happy as a first thing. The second one, be professional and aware that you need to train and study and work towards that goal, right, that you want to achieve, whatever the change it is. I mean, that nothing comes as a present in life. And probably the third one will be to be a humble person. Wherever you go, I think that you need to, if you're starting a new thing, listen a lot, which is not always easy when you've been in a high position or whatever, and you need to go back to your roots and you need to go back to start from scratch. So you listen a lot, you need to learn a lot, observe a lot, because probably now others will know more than you.
Thank you so much. Very valuable advices. I was very happy to have you on this episode. It was a very interesting, full of insights and gems. Thank you so much for your time. I will put the link of your Instagram account, which is called Lost in Culture, in the show.
I need to work on it because I'm completely, as you see, busy in other things, because this Instagram also brought me to different places, but one day I will take it back.
So many projects, we become so more creative. I think the more we grow and we get older, we have more things that we are interested in. We just need to find the time to
yeah, and the same for FITG. I really need to give back so much that they gave me, but it will come.
Absolutely, it will come one step at a time, one post per week on your Instagram account, and you can reach out so many people who are following your amazing story abroad with your two kids and your teaching journey, which is so important to make the world a better place. You said work for a better world was your statement from your
exactly.
Your question.
And this is Maria Montessori's statement. So I just try to follow her example on this.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Marta, for joining me today.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a nice day for you today, right?
For
me, I'm going to sleep. For you, it's new day.
Yes, we are talking from Melbourne, Australia, and Marta is in Brazil. Thank you for listening. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your number one takeaway from my conversation with my guests? We would love to hear your comments. You'll find all the links in the show notes. If you're curious about reinvention, go download my free guide, Your First Steps. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you'll never miss the opportunity to spark curiosity and get inspired on how you can navigate change in your own life.